Okay, here with Anya from Georgia Tech Volleyball, a second-year player, outside hitter. You had a big match against Boston College. Let's recap. Opened this past weekend, Georgia Tech had two wins. You won on the road at Clemson. And trailing 2-0 at home against Boston College this past Sunday, you came back and won the match, and you were a big contributor coming in the third set. We'll start with the Boston College match. Team was down 0-2. Trailing in the third set as well, and you came in as a substitute. When you came into the match, what did the coaches tell you that they wanted you to do out there?
I think we practiced a lot this weekend, and we practiced like a 6-2, and we practiced like a change to our setter and like outside hitter. I have never played in this position, but it was good because I'm stayed in my regular position, like outside hitter, and I stayed like right side hitter. So I don't know, I was a little nervous about that. Coach said that you are going with their setter to the right side. Yeah, but I think it was good because Gabi Bender is a setter with whom I went to their court. We talk about the set, what I want when we were in the bench, and we definitely know what pass I want. And when we came, she gave me amazing pass, and I had only one block, so I was so confident on the right side. And when I went to my regular left side, I was also confident. So coach said like, okay, did everything that you did in the practice, so don't be so nervous. So I was confident, I was not so nervous, I was ready to play. And so
that was the first time you played the position in a match. Wow, so that's very, very unique. And you talk about Gabi, she also was another contributor off the bench.
Yeah, sure.
So is that something that you mentioned, you talk about that on the bench. Is that an advantage that since both of you are substitutes, you probably play together a lot on the practice court? Was that helpful to have a partner out there that you were used to?
Oh, yeah, sure, because I like Gabi's because we played more time with her in the practice because Becca is also amazing setter, but she spent more time with the twins on the other side. But Gabi exactly know what I want to set, so I don't know. I get used to her pass and her set, so we feel really excited that we went together to this match and made some contribution to the game. But I think their first two sets were also so good, and we played.
They were very close. They were both, I think, 25-23.
It was so good. I don't know. I was so sure that we will win this match. It doesn't matter that we are losing first two sets, but I think, it's our match. It's our game. So we were as confident that we will. So
discuss your journey from Belarus to Atlanta here at Georgia Tech. How did you hear about the program, and were you recruited by the coaches? Explain that process to me, how you ended up here at Georgia Tech.
I had some other choices, but I think it was good because I compare some university. I compare, for example, University of South Florida and Georgia Tech. I think it's a good comparison because I saw different styles what American coaches can offer me and what international coaches can offer me. I work in Belarus with an international coach from Serbia, so it was very the same style as Michele had. So I was very impressed. It's like, oh, it's this place what can give me something new and to help me to improve myself. So definitely it will be a great choice. And it was great that I saw some others option, but it's a perfect place to volleyball. And in Belarus, my last year, I played in the very experienced team with old women, and I also went on the bench, so it doesn't matter where I'm here. So it's like on the bench or on the court. So of course it's tough to go to end off the bench and to play as a regular because you don't have, like, you're not so warm up as other girls. And but I made the, I think I got used to it because in Belarus I had the same, so I need to go in the tough situation and show what I can do. So It was not so different for me on Sunday, so.
And then what about off the court, just adjusting to being here in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Obviously, language is different culture.
Yeah, sure.
How has that been, that whole process for you?
Firstly, it was difficult because people here are different, and you are so smile every time, and Belarus is way more focused, and we don't smile when you don't know it. Person, so I don't know, it was tough for me to smile every time on the practice because I focused a lot on what I do, on my mistakes, and coach said doesn't matter, you can go after and be positive and excited about the game. So I think I got used to it, and I think you saw how I was excited on Sunday game, so yeah.
And lastly, you have another two big matches coming up on the road,
yeah,
against Clemson and Florida. No, not you.
Yep,
let's play Clemson.
Miami. Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
You're going to Miami first, and then to Florida State. What are some things the team is you're just working to get a little bit better at? Because those are another two tough matchups that you have coming up.
I think we will have some videos, and I think videos can help us to concentrate more, and I think coaches provide us the same preparation as we had for these both games, because we were so prepared for these games. So I think we will see how they made the blocks, and I think it will be sure more difficult because these players in Miami, Florida, they are more tall, and we need to practice, I think, to practice more like hitting for longer, like long sides, it's like because it's not tough on the block. So I think it will be interesting match, and I think we need to concentrate more like our defensive. Yeah. So.
Have you been to Florida before, or just with any good travels?
Yeah, I was in Florida when I visited Florida.
Oh yes, you mentioned
South
that.
Florida.
South Florida,
yeah. And I'm so excited about Florida State University because they had a second coach from Ukraine.
It's
so yeah, I saw her a lot when I was in Belarus. We played with her team, and she helped me to go to United States so, and she said like United States is a perfect place for namely young generation, so to play more. So I'm so excited because I will see her again, and thanks for her I'm here. So